Thank you for tuning in to World Gospel Outreach Network. I'm your internet evangelist, Cherry Shepherd. We thank you once again for choosing World Gospel as your online gospel connection. Well, we know it's January 2008. We're all celebrating the Lord's goodness to us that we're yet here. We're yet have another chance, yes, to serve God and to obey Him and to do what He's called us to do. As we go into moments of inspiration, I just want to talk on this today. Get ready, get set, go. I'm sure all of us have been to a race and we've seen people race. I actually ran track for a few years in high school. And so I know a lot about running and getting down, get marked, get ready, get set and go. I want to talk to us about that today, that as we begin this new year, we've got to get ready, get set, and we have to go. We know that this new year, 2008, the number eight, as you study this out, especially in the Old Testament, it means new beginning, a new era, a type of resurrection. God gave Abraham eight covenants. There were eight people left after the flood. God began something new. And so as we enter into this newness, I don't want us to think about it as something magical that all of a sudden, you know, everything's going to be brand new in your life, that all the struggles are just going to, you know, instantly end, and all the habits are just going to stop, you know, that magically everything is just going to be made new. Well, I'm so sorry to tell you that's not going to happen, but God is affording us the opportunity to utilize this new season if we get in step with Him and if we get in place with Him, that we can experience a new beginning. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. And let's start at verse number 2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So as we enter into this new season, this new beginning, and we're saying, get ready. Get ready. What does that mean? It means to get in position. You actually have to get your mind ready. For anything to change, you know, your mind has to change first, and then everything else can follow. So Romans chapter 12 says what? Being renewed. You see that? Being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so as I get ready for this new year, I need to sit down and identify those areas in my life that were struggles, that were hindrances, that kept me from actually walking in the fullness of what God has for me. So I've got to get ready. I've got to get my mind ready. I've got to search the scriptures out. I've got to understand that these thoughts don't come from God. So I've got to cast that down. I've got to bring that into subjection, into captivity to the obedience of Christ, because I'm getting ready to go somewhere. So you see that? So number one, we say get ready. What does that mean? Let me get my mind ready. Let me get my mind ready to be blessed. Let me get my mind ready to think bigger, to think positive, to say, I can do this. I can handle this. My marriage will be happy. My children will be safe. Let me get my mind ready for what God has promised me. Let me get my mind conditioned for the blessings that are coming. You see that? So get ready. What's the next thing in a race? They say, okay, get ready, get set. Let's look at Hebrews as we get set. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number 1, "Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So look at this. It says, let us lay aside every weight. Oh, we got to get set. Anybody going on a, let's say a marathon, and for me, just a mile, 2 miles, you know, I'm going to get as, you know, as comfortable, as less gear as I possibly can. I don't want anything to hold me back. And this year, oh my goodness, you don't want the struggles of 07 to hold you back. You don't want the procrastination of 07 to hold you back. You don't want the, you know, all of the bad decisions, you know, being slowful in business. You don't want any of those things to hold you back. So he says, lay it aside. You see, this is the time. Lay it aside. See, we are getting ready. We are changing our mind. Now, as I change my mind and my mind is in agreement with the Holy Ghost in me to walk in excellence, now we've got to go and get rid of this other stuff that is built up in our soulish area and lay this stuff aside, be it a weight or a sin. It says lay aside. And then if you look at that, In the New International Translation, it says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run. You see that? It says, lay aside anything that hinders you. It might be a person, you see. It might be, you know, some bad habits that you have, you know, built up over time. You know what they are. And so you want to sit down. You want to say, okay, I'm getting ready. I'm getting my mind ready. Now I'm getting set. I'm laying aside people, relationships, habits, whatever it is that hinders me, because I've got to get ready to go. And if you've ever made up your mind, this is the year. I'm not going to just keep thinking about this. And I want to jump to James. I didn't plan for this one, but I just hear this one, James chapter 1, because I believe that many times this is what hinders us from going. Right here, look at verse, James chapter 1, look at verse number 6. It says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So another hindrance could just be double-mindedness. Just not making up your mind what you're going to do. Are you going to school or you're not going? You know, just make up your mind. What are you going to do? Get ready, get set, go. Whatever it is, don't be double-minded. Set your face like a flint. Focus on where you're going and go. And if now let's go back to Hebrews, because it's a very important point there that's made. It says in the latter portion of that verse number 1, Hebrews 12 and 1, the very last part says, and let us run with patience. Oh, that's something else. That's so important, because sometimes we get in a hurry. Like this first of the year, you know, I'm going to just conquer the world in January. No, you're not. You're not going to do it. And you're going to kill yourself trying to. So you know what? Pace yourself. Pace yourself. Life is a journey. So we can't do everything today. We can't do everything in 1 month. So pace your ministry. You know, pace your relationships. Pace your business. Pace yourself. Let us run this race with patience. And what has always been a blessing to me is to be anxious for nothing. Oh my goodness. Just be anxious. Yes, I'm planning for this, but you know what? I'm not anxious, because I know in the timing of God, and as I move forward, that it's going to come to pass. So let us run with patience. Don't get in the rat race of trying to keep up with everybody and everything, but let us run this race with what? With patience. And the race that is set before us. So you have a race. I have a race. See, my race is to come on the over the internet streams and to teach, preach the gospel. This is the race that I have. This is the call that I have. So I can't look over at Susie and Sally and Mary and want to do what they're doing, because no, this is my race that's set before me that I have to run. And so you have a race that you have to run. So I just wanted to encourage you today as we prepare for this brand new year, 2008. Get ready. Get your mind ready. Romans 12 and 1. Get your mind ready. Get set. Lay aside those weights and those sins, whatever it might be, that easily hinders you. That's Hebrews 12 and 1. And then go. Run. But run with patience. The race that is set before you. I'm excited about what God is doing for you. I see it. I see this new year being one of the best years that you've ever had. But it's only going to happen if you come in agreement with God, if you fall in line with the Word of God. I'm going to come back next week. I have some special news about my particular ministry. I'm going to share that next week. Some new things that God has done for me and a new direction for this teaching time. I'm going to come back next week and talk about that. But I just wanted to take this week and just encourage you to get ready, get set, and go, because I see it. I see greatness on you. You know I'm just your cheerleader. I see greatness on your life, in your ministry, in your family, with your children, with your relationships, in your mind. I see victory for you. So let's just come together. Let's just take a few minutes. Let's just pray and believe God together. Father, we thank you for every person that is listening through these internet streams. We thank you that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is going right through these telephone lines and these computers, and they're touching the people of God all across this world. Somebody's saying, yes, I'm getting ready. I'm getting my mind ready. I'm getting set. I'm laying aside weights and sins. And oh God, I'm ready to go. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your spirit, oh God, just helping them and embracing them and just encouraging them and strengthening them. I thank you, Father, for giving them the dudamo, giving them the ability, the power to do what they could never do before. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for giving them wisdom, giving them knowledge and direction, oh God, and how to do, what to do, when to do. I thank you for opening doors that only you could open. I thank you for favor that's falling on the people of God right now. I thank you for provisions coming for what you've called them to do. I thank you for abundance of faith, God, to believe you for the impossible. I thank you this year, God, that this is a new beginning, that this is a new season. It is a new era. And we have an expectancy that's out of this world. We're expecting the heavens to open and pour, God, like you've never poured before. We believe it. We receive it. We walk in it. And we claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, you ought to say amen. Oh my goodness, I felt that for you. Amen, amen, amen. What does that mean? So be it. It's done. Amen. You be blessed. Be encouraged. Enjoy your first week of the year. I'll see you next week. I got some good news. I'm so excited. I'll tell you about it next week. But you know this already. Your future, it is greater than your past.